This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk about verse 3 because this really could be speaking to somebody here today. I really believe that. I know that sounds dramatic when I make statements like that, but I'm naive enough to believe it. Verse 3 says, "And at his appointed season, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior." Paul says appointed season. Jesus, according to Galatians, came just at the right time. In fact, the King James phrases it this way, in the fullness of time. We don't use language like that. But God has an appointed season for a lot of things. Let me tell you why. Some of you that came to Christ as an adult know that there were times in your life when you couldn't care less about anything spiritual. But something happened. Maybe there was a death in the family. Maybe there was a traumatic loss in your life. And all of a sudden, you began to think about spiritual things. May I suggest what it could have been? Appointed season. And I don't know who it is today, but there's a man here today. It's an appointed season today, 2015, that you get serious about your faith in the Lord. Appointed season. In the fullness of time, just at the right time. In the fullness of time or the appointed season for a woman here today, I don't know who you are, but God may be prompting you to do something spiritual, and you know it. And you know what the Lord prompts people to do that people fight more than anything? It's forgive another person. I'm convinced that when you feel prompted to forgive somebody and to go to them and or seek forgiveness, Satan will give you 20 reasons not to do it. They don't deserve it. What'd they ever do for you? And Satan will give you reason after reason not to go to someone and say, "Will you forgive me?" Or, "I want to forgive you for something." And seeking forgiveness, you see, is such a dramatic, dynamic event in people's lives. Get this. Some of you have never heard this before. It takes the power of God to do it. You know, you say, "Why do preachers talk about forgiving people?" Because it's an act of God in the lives of some people. You know, some people on their own strength could never forgive anybody, but they're able to do it because of the empowerment and the enablement and the capacity that's given to them by the Lord himself. The last verse says, "To Titus, my true son in the faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." I mentioned this recently in the 1 Timothy series. Grace and peace are gifts from the Lord. There's not a man in this room that can generate grace. It's not just, you know, being nice. It's an attitude of your spirit. There's not a woman in this room that can generate grace. There's not a person in this room can generate peace. It's a gift of God. The peace of God passes all understanding, the Bible says, and transcends our understanding. We don't even get it. And here's my point. There will never be grace and peace in your marriage, in your home, in your circle of influence until Christ is there. Doesn't it make sense that if Jesus is the source of grace and peace, that we'll never have grace or peace in our marriage until the Lord is there? You'll never have grace and peace in a relationship until the Lord is in that relationship. And that's why there's the capacity to reconcile, the capacity to forgive, because it's something given by the Lord God Almighty. It's his grace and his mercy. Moses had a speech impediment, the Bible says in Exodus, yet he went before Pharaoh. Gideon had a 99% reduction in manpower with his army, yet he defeated the enemy. Judges 7. David defeated Goliath with a small stone, 1 Samuel 17. Why were they able to do that? Grace of God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.